Okay, you see me again very fast this week. Okay, so today I got bring my stand So the camera is higher, okay? I don't know who is the person, but to the my dear viewer, today the camera higher. So that day the camera lower because I put at the steering wheel. So you see my hairline very high. Then today because of that, I don't want to show you my hairline. I never gel my hair. Okay. So just kidding. I want to I just stop my car, you know, I drive halfway, then I stop. Because I want to share with you this I don't know is it first hand or not lah, but to me it's first hand lah. So I thought of like sharing with you. And over here they also never say cannot share mah, you know? So I share with you the first hand info. Okay, in this information that I have gotten, this has got to do with the HDB flats. In July, HDB will offer about 5,400 built-to-order flats in Bukit Merah, Bukit Panjang, Clementi, Sembawang, Tampines, Toa Payoh, and Woodlands in July 2025. Okay, 5,400. Okay, this is so. I think Bukit Merah should be prime lah. Bukit Panjang should be standard. Clementi, maybe plus, maybe prime. I think it's plus lah. Sembawang standard, Tampines standard, Toa Payoh should be prime, Woodland should be standard. Just my guess just my guess. Not he say, yeah, my guess The 5,004 is they say, the rest is I say. Okay, this one is they say. About 3,000 flats across various towns and estates will also be offered through a concurrent sales of balance flat. Concurrent means it happens together, okay? The detail of the BTO and SBF exercise, including the starts and the end date of the application period, will be announced when ready. But it's in July, so it's not now. Okay, then if you realize, July, we are launching the Auto Place Easy. Okay, I can tell y'all, July is a very exciting month. Okay. Okay. So why do I want to announce this? Okay. Let's talk about this later because this is a very important part to this, information. So the second part of this information is this whole application period is going to be 8 days. Why do I know it's 8 days? Because over here they share during the 8 days application period of the sales exercise, the HFE HDB flat eligibility letter application e-service will not be available to accept new HFE application. So during this BTO and this SBF 8 days application, they will stop the HFE application. Whoa! Guys, let's talk about it. 5,400 plus 3,000. Auto place, I think maybe 500-600 units. This is a total. We never talk about those private new launch. We talk about EC new launch as well as this 5,400, 3,000. That is 8,400. And then let's take 600 lah. Easier to count. That's 9,000. Guys, 9,000 units. I also must swallow my saliva. 9,000 units being released into the Singapore property market. Regardless whether is it private or not, we haven't even talked about private. We talk about just new launch EC HDB flats. Okay, and HDB flats. That's about 9,000. To me, this is the biggest cooling measure ever. It's the biggest. And at that point of time, they also tell you that in order for them to cope, I feel like it's because of this I say one. For them to cope, they need to stop the HFE application and allow the people to actually help in this BTO and this SBF application, because 8,400 is crazy. 8,400 is crazy. That's a lot. Okay? So if you want to go and do your HFE, you want to buy a resale flat, you better do now. Don't wait until July. If not, you're in trouble. For those people that can only do in July, for example, you get your 3 years PR, or you get your 35-year-old birthday in July, then so sorry lah. Hopefully you don't fall into the 8 days, or you just wait 8 more days long, okay? Not a big deal. But I think the big deal is the amount of units that is going to launch. This is a big deal, guys. I just want you all to understand that in, I think, I don't know, where is it? Was it February? February, March or something? Because I know people start getting their results in April, May. So people start getting their, people enroll in the February, March. That was a SBF or BTO exercise. Okay. I forgot the numbers. If you remember the numbers, you can leave it at the comment below. They already gotten their results. I think most of the people have gotten their results, or all the people have gotten the results, because I think the result was supposed to be announced end April. Then there was a little bit of delay because I have a cousin that got it in like first week of May. So this is a big thing. The amount of demand, I just want to repeat this again. I know I have been repeating this a lot, is that during, from Chuan Park EOK that season all the way to Park Town that season, right? That is close to, I think, easily 2,000 buyers sucked out of the resale market to buy their new launch. Then since we have the February BTO at SBF, and then we are going to have this another 8,400, this amount is being sucked out of the HDB resale market. Yes, you may not agree with me. If today you are a super kanchong buyer, you are a buyer that cannot wait, or you're not eligible to buy BTO flat, you need to get a house immediately. You don't want to wait for SBF. Yes, I do agree. You can go to the resale market. But you have to understand that the previous hype of the HDB resale market is also partly due to the delay of BTO flats. And also during that point of time, for the last 3 years or 4 years or even longer, there was no sales of balance flat being released because they couldn't catch up with the progress, and they were busy trying to give the keys to the people that is waiting for the flat because of the delay. So they have already cleared that backlog now. Now they are trying to clear the sales of balance flat now. So they hold the sales of balance flat to wait, and then one time they throw into the market. It's a big impact. This will definitely soften the HDB flat. So if you ask me, after all the cooling measure and all these things, I think this is the biggest cooling measure that will ever happen. We always talk about prices. Prices is a supply-demand game. This is what you call supply. This is what you call killing demand. So this is the basic, this is really affecting the basic of supply and demand. So if you ask me, looking at what is happening in July, I think, frankly speaking, I think the like I shared in the last video just a few days ago, June is going to be school holiday. A lot of people will be overseas. Then I also have customer that went for EC balloting but didn't get it, and told me that they are trying for their sales of balance flat, and they have gotten a queue number. And I also have customer that tell me, oh, they are going to wait for the autoplace EC, or they are waiting for the July SPF. It's very normal, no, guys? I'm in the market and I can see people telling me, Aaron, sorry, I make a decision change because I'm waiting for this, I'm waiting for that, I'm waiting for this. This is the impact of this 8,400 HDB flats that is being thrown into the market. This impact is big. February, we already got one time. Now we are going to go at second time. If you add them together, I think, if I'm not wrong, they are more than 10,000. Because the last exercise, I think, was 3,000 plus or something. I'm not too sure. If you know the answer, you can leave below, or you can just Google up. I just want to give you the info as fast as I have received this information. This is why I didn't go and search for it. Okay, and you know my style, okay? If you don't like my style, then don't watch lah, okay? Because my style is not here to give you, throw you statistics and everything. You want to get statistics, you can get it. Because what I say, you can go and search online. You know, I'm not here to repeat what the newspaper say. I'm not here to go and repeat the numbers. I'm here to tell you the impact, the cause and effect, and also help you understand deeper into how all this logic and all this theory works. Okay, so it's very difficult to make a video. It only takes you less than 1 second to hit the like button, and it really helps me a lot in this video because YouTube will actually help me share this video to more people. So I hope you can hit the like button for me and hit the subscribe button. Even if you don't subscribe, just help me like the video. So that's it. I just want to keep you in the loop because this is really a very boring property market this year already. So when I get this kind of exciting news, I get very happy because yay, I can share good content again. I don't want to just do video for the sake of video, okay? So that's it. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I see you in the next episode. And remember, this is a big thing. So maybe soon I will share my third quarter and my fourth quarter direction. Because I feel that the second quarter direction I already shared with you, right? Yeah. So with this announcing in July and auto place in July, wow, July is an exciting month. Bye bye.